Monday morning
crack. And good, beautiful Monday. Happy April to everybody out there, because we know today you are guys are not no fools, but today is April Fool's, so who are we fooling? Well, definitely not you guys, because we love our audience and everybody who listens to us during the Runner and Gunner video game podcast. That is the greatest podcast in America.
The greatest podcast in America, everybody. It is Monday, April 1st, April Fool's Day. Hey, guess what? Shit. Runner and Gunner just signed a contract with NASA, and we are a million dollars richer. April Fool's. Everybody out there, go ahead. April Fool's, your neighbor, hey, your cousin, or your brother, your sister, your mother, your father. It is 2024, and it is the April Easter version episode of the Runner and Gunner video game podcast. The beer of the month? No, we're not talking about the beer of the month. We're talking about the April Easter candy in your pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Our savior has risen.
Yes.
The Runner and Gunner video game podcast, everybody.
And we love him for rising, because you know what? You know what's strange about this year? Yes, Easter is usually in April. And yes, this year it was March 31st, the last day of March, and it was amazing, because it's, you know, guess who came marching into everybody's hearts and rose from the grave yet again, like he does every year?
2,000 years counting.
The man. We know who he is, everybody. So enjoy yourselves, have a good old time, and welcome to spring. We hope that your Easter was awesome. We hope that you guys ate a lot and got so full that you're still feeling it 3 days later. And we hope you ate turkey, ham, tamales, mashed potatoes, lots of green beans and carrots and all kinds of food that's going to make you go insane. And we hope you took a lot of shots of
lobster,
Jamerson,
and pineapple, and crabs, and shrimps, and seafood.
Lots of seafood, that's right.
Scrumdiddlyumptious.
Oh, yeah. What about lamb chops and
she's freaking, just made of cloth.
What about pork chops, lamb chops?
That sock puppet?
Socks, what?
Lamb chops, the sock puppet?
Oh.
Everybody, it's Monday, and it is April.
Good Monday to you. Good April.
The 2024. And guess what?
Guess what? It's 19 days away.
It's the video game podcast.
I don't know.
Where we talk all things video games. Because
that's who we are, and that's what we do, and that's what we're here for. The video game podcast.
Runner, tell them your story about how you grew up playing video games and how it all started.
Well, it all started back when I was in a sack in a little pod. I was born in the early 80s. Everybody. Let me not get it X or R or Z rated, you know. But the greatest rating was when I first played video games back in the early 80s. I played a little game on NES system called Super Mario Brothers. And once I played that game called Super Mario Brothers, I was so hooked. I mean, I couldn't stop playing. It was an addiction. It was my first addiction out of many. No, I was playing. But it was my first addiction towards something that I knew was a positive thing in my life, because it helped me get brain and hand structure together. And coordination, eye coordination as well. So everybody, you gotta go try that stuff out. It's really cool. If you don't play video games, then you're a fool. I mean, you know nothing about life if you don't play video games.
What year was that?
Play video games. When Mario first came out? Yeah. Well, it came out in arcades really super early 80s. And when it happened to me, I would say about 85, 84, 5, 5. I'll give it 85.
All right, here. Let me try my story. Okay, so way
Gunner,
back.
Tell us your video game story.
Way back in 1985, Nintendo NES came out with a little brother called Super Mario Brothers.
Yes, they did.
And 1986 came along and Uncle Gunner was born. But then, 3 years later, when Uncle Gunner had full consciousness and could control his thumbs to play some video games on the TV screen, he started playing from day one.
Day uno.
And when he came home from school, he would sit down at that little Nintendo and play and forget about life's problems.
Yes.
And eat some cheeseburgers and just play.
But so, Gunner, what was the first video game that actually opened your eyes and made you realize that video games are something else? Like, they're on another scale of happiness, and they make your mind, they appease your mind, your eyes, your hands. You know, you can use all these things. All the above. And sometimes you even use your feet when you're playing those driving games. But I'm asking you personally, which one was the first game that actually opened your eyes to this world of video gaming, which now we entered into the podcast? But podcast? But which one first opened your eyes to the, like I said, mine was Super Mario Bros.
Yeah.
Playing as Big Old Mario, two plumbers. Everybody knows the story. But this is Gunner's story right here. All right, that's
all. So there's like three different ones, but the first one is...
The first one we're asking, only one.
Double
if you
Dragon.
Could pick one,
it was Double Dragon.
Oh, man, that's...
It
all right,
really
cheers.
Was. There was just something about being able to sock the CPU.
Yes.
That's what they were called back in the day.
Yes, of course.
Now they're called NPCs.
Yeah, but
back in the day, they were called CPUs.
That was...
Computer
yeah.
opponent.
Old school,
like that.
Old school technology... terms.
Don't mind us, Lenny's. We're from the
1900s.
Yeah, we're
from
the future.
They don't remember that. Yeah, yeah. We came. We're wearing our suits and you know our nuke suits when after the
yeah,
the
I
war.
Got my tinfoil antennas.
Me too. Yeah.
My head and
me
my
too.
Glasses.
I got my little captain hat with the little stethoscope or little what do they call it? Little scopes in their eyes made out of tinfoil as well. Yeah. Anyways. Yep.
And my Doc Martens.
Double Dragon.
Oh yes. Anyways.
Yes. Double Dragon. So I know that game pretty dang well as
yeah.
well.
So Double Dragon,
it's a classic.
I used to play with my cousins. You could play two players and sock like bad guys together and sock each other. And so
yeah, you could sock each
just
other.
Just something about like
which is cool.
To me, that game it created the Nintendo for me because in my mind still, every game should have a punch button and
yes.
a case in a jump. Every
yes.
single game ever should have a punch and a jump. And when it doesn't, unless it's some real thought out puzzle game. I think it's garbage. Like, I don't like first-person shooters. Take this with a little grain of salt, man.
Some shooters actually have jump, too, though, and punch. But if it's all shooters,
Halo?
It does get boring. Yes.
And I love Halo.
Fallout, you know, Halo, Fallout. There's some ones that actually do have that. But I get what you're saying, Gunner. Like, if they don't have that, then it's not even worth buying.
Not that I hate first-person shooters. I was just saying, I like Uncle Gunner. He likes beat 'em ups.
Yes.
Mainly.
Me too. Like but anything, I'm into shooters too, though.
Shooters are dope.
Sniping. I like shooting from far away. Like, just.
PlayStation
it feels so good.
Part 1 had some good shoot 'em ups.
They did.
Yeah.
What was that one?
One of them.
They had a lot of them.
Bruce Willis.
They had a lot of them, but they
Bruisers.
Also.
Bruce Willis video game on PlayStation.
Okay. Right, well, they're on it. They said they're on it. They're calculating that Bruce Willis one. You know, Bruce Willis has his issues going on, but guess what? He was a gamer before he had those issues. So if he would have stuck with this gaming issue, you know what would happen? I think so. Yeah. I think he was in, you're talking about the Christmas movie, Gremlins.
But what were you going to say? What did he do?
I forgot. But long before that.
Oh, wait.
He,
Apocalypse is the game.
Oh, Tupacalypse Now.
Tupacalypse Now.
Oh, wait a minute. What are you talking about?
Came out in 1998.
Keep your head up.
Bruce Willis starred in it, and it was a shoot 'em up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see.
So maybe Pac got a little inspiration from Apocalypse.
Maybe that's why
he
got
named
shot.
This. He's yeah. Well, he named Hooters his album Tupacalypse. Tupacalypse
Thanks.
Was an album by Tupac. That's what I was saying, and he did put on Keep Your Head Up and
dude, right?
I Get Around. And
oh, maybe
no.
this game was inspired.
No, that
by
was
Tupac.
Inspired by Pac. Pac came
yeah.
out way before that, 91
because,
or 91, I believe.
Because gamers, believe it or not, they were very much inspired by. That era of hip hop.
Of course they were. I mean, who wasn't?
Especially American game designers.
We were all inspired by that. I mean, by that early hip hop.
I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, all that 80s and 90s.
Good old Uncle Gunner. Who would have thought?
Who never tried to break dance in their life? I mean, come on, people. If you were born in that era, I'm saying, now it's just ridiculous. I mean, nobody's gonna try and make themselves look like a fool with their Edgar haircuts and their tight jeans and girls wearing baggy jeans. Nobody's gonna make themselves look a fool like that.
No one.
But back then it was cool.
Is even capable.
So yes,
hi, everybody.
Mario Bros.
This
was awesome.
Is an episode about spring. And spring comes flowers and bloometh.
Bloometh?
The blooms of petals.
And if thou
red
shalt
petals,
bloometh.
Blue petals. Yellow petals.
Yes.
Petals alike and lots of green and foliage and earth and growth.
Yes.
And
another great
and just
thing
like
is.
Us,
some of the animals that hibernate, that's why they're Hannibals. Oh, Hannibals. Hibernating animals. I just made up something. Hannibals that
like
hibernate
him.
During the
He's
winter
dead.
Are coming back from their caves or from their wherever they
bears, yeah.
Yeah,
you're
and
right.
they take the hugest peat. I mean, they have held it in for 3 months. What do you think is going to happen?
Furnish the earth.
So everybody who is looking for the best fertilizer, I suggest you follow a hibernating bear, and I guarantee that you will grow crops more beautiful in the springtime than you've ever seen before. Because these bears, not only do they eat honey and steal honey from the bees, and they put bees in their mouths, they hibernate for 3 months, and they create golden fertilizer.
What's that bear video game that all the kids are playing? It's like Mario 64? Bear Adventures? Berry Tales.
There was one called The Killer Bear. There was a Psycho Bear game. Oh, no. Five Nights at Freddy? There was one called Five Nights at Freddy about a crazy bear. Oh, that's SM. Go ahead.
Video game about bears.
Huh?
Super Bear Adventures.
Oh, man. Thanks, guys. That guy's... I never heard of that.
There it is. What Super is that Bear one? Adventures.
Oh, man. It's like a Minecraft clone.
Well, yeah, but it's got a little bit of like Mario 64 Cloney clone. Not quite... You know what, like the Mario 64 physics, you know, like jumping back and forth. And
that would be cool if they redid it.
Like even PlayStation 5 games don't let you slide like a Nintendo 64 game. Yeah. And everybody knows it. You know, we're just pointing out the obvious at this point. But are they going to do anything about it is the question.
Yeah, are they going to do anything about it? Are they going to, you know, how much promotional money will they actually put into this game? Since Minecraft is the king of that kind of style of games. And then have one terrain or something like that. That's like the clone of Minecraft. So this will be like the third party type of clone thing. And I don't even think that they want to like, they want to keep Minecraft on top. The devs want to keep Minecraft on top. And then they just want to create a little clone of it, which will follow it. But it won't be as great. And that's kind of sad. And it's only a thing to where if you're a bear lover,
when they were like,
then you'll buy it.
See, back in the day, like, entrepreneurs used to run the video game industry. They were, like, people who didn't know what was going to work, so they were trying
hard.
Everything, different things. And nowadays, they're like, we got it to a queue, and it will sell, and yeah, it does sell. But of course it's going to sell. Because you're tricking us with marketing.
Yeah, the marketing schemes.
Yeah, but the product is still garbage. It's garbage.
Yeah, they feed it to you.
And then ladies have to defend themselves because they paid $180 for this. They don't want to look foolish.
Yeah, and that's true, too.
They don't and the marketers like know that. They're like, these idiots, they don't want to look foolish.
And see, that does, to you, that package, ladies, that package does not include the DLC, which will cost 30 extra bucks in a few more months.
I didn't say anything about DLC.
Yeah, see, that's later. They're coming up with that just to rip your minds off even more. And guess what? Lenny's are going to pay that 30 extra dollars just to say, hey, I have the full game and everything.
All right, everybody. It is the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast. We are America's favorite podcast. Simply because we're the only podcast that loves America.
We are. And we will say it again. And we love America.
And we're not
every
proud
star
to be Americans because
America.
Pride comes before the fall. But we are honored to be American.
Yeah, it's a great thing. It's a great thing to be born in this country, and there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with what about all the people that have had ancestors die for this country just to live here? Everybody forgets about that.
And what about all the genius minds who have had access to technology where they could truly develop things that help people
and keep us on top? I mean, you know, not on top. We're not on top. We're not like the most technological country. But at the same time, we still have advanced technology towards most of the countries in this world. And we do trade with the top technological countries in this world to get those progress and move forward. So everybody, why would you hate on the country that's doing everything and trying to do everything that will proceed to get you forward in life? And that's all they want to do. We're one of the only countries that give out scholarships in the world.
Yeah.
In the world.
Like, look, just like where you are, you know? Like, if we were from Japan.
If you hate your house so much, burn it up.
I think that's what they're doing.
If you hate where you're from, burn it up.
And like, would you really do that? You're going to burn all your family in your house because you hate your house. Like, are you serious?
That's
like,
not worth it, though.
It's like some Michael Myers, Jeffrey Dahmer, like, psycho madness.
Yeah, they shouldn't do that.
And you should be locked away in case that's your mentality where you think that you are the giver of life and death, well, right, then seek help.
Yes.
But if you're just some Lenny who's listening to bad advice, well, the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast is going to advise you to just love where you live. Because if we lived in Germany, we would love Venezuela. But if we lived in Venezuela, we would love Venezuela.
We would love Venezuela.
If we lived in Japan, we would love Japan.
We would love Ohtani.
If we lived in Canada,
we still do.
we would love Jim Carrey, and we love
Canada.
And we love
Jim Carrey, too.
If we lived in Antarctica, we would love Antarctica.
We would love the cold. I would just start being like those psychos in, you know, Midwest who get naked and jump into the ice during winter.
Yeah.
That's what I would be. I'd be like, I'm from Antarctica. This is nothing. This is like a, this is a spa to me. This is sauna time. I don't feel any of this cold.
That's right, everybody. Look it. Ooh. You just got to be cool. Life is good. This is the Runner Gunner Video Game Podcast. Yeah, I have to keep telling you. When are you going to follow our Instagram? And when are you going to tell your friends about us? You listen to us every week.
They will.
And you're not going to tell anybody about us. It's getting weird, man. They will. It's kind of getting weird.
They shall.
But we'll tell you this week, if you go and tell all your friends,
we're going to throw in.
Life will bless you.
We're going to actually give them a little gift. We're going to give them the first RNG shirts.
But we'll talk about this.
And so much more.
So much more.
But that until after these commercial breaks.
Run on, get him. This one.
All right.
Monday morning, everybody. Welcome back.
To you. Good Monday to you guys.
Hopefully you're driving safe. Hopefully you're getting to work on time. Hopefully you're early, because early is the new on time.
And hopefully the sun is shining and there's no rain and there's no pain in getting to where you need to go. Hopefully it's a smooth traffic issue.
Yeah, you know.
To where there's no sirens, no nothing, just a straight drive to work.
It was a wet, rainy week. You know, like mud, puddles, splashes, windshield wipers, the whole shebang. Lightning
storms. No clouds,
storms.
No blizzards, no nothing crazy like that.
Yeah, you know, so be safe.
Safe,
you know,
drive.
It's a sunny week this week, but we just never know when that weather is going to pick up, especially if you're listening to us across the country or
that's
across
what we're
the planet.
About. Yeah, across you know, the globe, man.
It is spring season for the world. It's not just spring season for California.
Well,
boy,
California,
is it a spring season here. I know.
Yeah.
Southern California.
It is.
Run off.
And we are from Southern California, the most beautiful place on the planet, besides other beautiful places
Mexicali.
On the planet. Maybe where you live might be beautifuler, but in our eyes, we don't see anything more beautifuler than Mother Nature's process that happens in front of our very eyes. And springtime is going great, and we realize that springtime is a time where there is gathering, where there is connecting, where
there is
hanging out. There's places to hang out. There's places to go. And you know what happens most
of
those times during hanging out? You might meet somebody. You might greet somebody who's cool.
Don't be scared.
Who maybe you might like. Yes. Don't have to do it online. You know, you can.
You don't have to do it online.
Even
no
if you
more.
Do it online, though. Even,
it's
you know.
It's over.
Let's
it
talk,
was fun
let's
at
talk
first,
about,
you know.
You know, let's talk about the spring loves. But they could actually happen online as well. Because spring love can happen anywhere.
If you haven't tried it
spring
yet.
Love can bloom, blossom.
But the time is
and
over.
And happen.
COVID's over. Go outside and run the streets, you know.
Yes.
Meet somebody in face. Face to face.
Face to face.
Hand to hand.
Oh, man. There
you
go.
Yeah, you know, lips to lips. Let's go.
Tell him, Gunner.
What's happening? What happened to holding a lady's hand? Mm-hmm. You listen to too much rap music. You still got to treat a lady like a lady. Even the hoes. But hopefully you're not digging on a hoe. You're digging on a lady. Maybe she's got an attitude. It don't even matter. Still got an attitude. Hey, you're a jerk. She's still going to treat you like a man. But if you're a gentleman, then you'll be treated differently.
And if you're a gentleman, you will be treated with the proper respect that you need and deserve
that
and
you want,
demand.
And desire.
And the girls
and command.
Who are, and it goes both ways, because the girls who is a proper woman, who is not a
lady,
or a,
not just a woman,
or
but a lady.
You know, yeah, there
a
you go.
Juliet.
A beautiful lady, like a freaking, like a princess, like a girl
Mulan.
Who walk, girls who walk on flowers, girls who, you know, every step they take is more powerful than the last step that they took yesterday and today. Moving forward is a great thing for the women that are powerful in our lives, because we all have powerful women in our lives. They're called moms. And we know that our moms are always the greatest influences in our lives, but we're talking about future moms that are living right now that you're looking at currently, and we're just staring at these girls and be like, man, is this going to be a spring love, or is this girl going to be the future Mrs. whatever your last name is, or whatever your first name is, put it in front of her. Just let her know. Maybe she could be. She could be potentially that. Even if she isn't potentially that, and even if she walks with the strut, with the stride, if she glides along her river walk, you might as well hold her hand while she's doing that and be the man and take her and ride with her. And if you do that, great things may happen. Or may not, but it's up to you to take that chance. It's up to all the Lennies to take that chance, those chances that they need to take to make sure they have the proper connection in life.
It's true.
And that's why a spring fling is a spring thing that you can create with yourselves if you apply. All you guys got to do is apply.
Apply. This is the time when you're a single guy. This is the time where you find your one and only.
Yes.
Make a family, raise a family, have some babies. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it's not like, you're not going to wait every spring so you can get some. You're like, oh, I got five girls this year. I'm going to wait till next spring. I'm going to get five more.
And it happens. And it's not, and you know, can, it is a thing.
A couple seasons too, but spring is the most prosperous.
That's where they all blossom.
And in case you're the hard up person who's not getting some during spring, then relax, man.
Yeah.
You're thinking about it too much.
Yep.
Thinking about it too hard.
Not too hard. Yeah, you don't have to think about it too hard. You just got to go out there and proceed. If you go out there and proceed, Lennies, I guarantee you'll get something. I mean, I will guarantee it. 100%. Runner, gunner, stamp of approval.
Well, don't you whack guys either.
We're not telling them. Yeah, if you don't whack, if you go out there.
Unless you like girls who want empty shells, empty eggshells.
You got to, if you like a girl, okay, don't just sit there and be shy and wait for her to hit on you.
A shy man.
That is the worst.
What are you, Morrissey? He did that for, it was an act so he can get ladies.
So if you're a shy guy.
He wasn't really shy in real life.
So this is it. If you're a shy guy and you don't know how to hit on the girls, we're going to give you a bit of advice. All you got to do, tell her the truth and go up to her, let her know how you feel, and do it with some kind of possessive aggression towards yourself. And if you feel really good about yourself, she might feel really good about you. And if she doesn't, there are a dozen more outside in spring waiting for you that will feel that way. So just know that and hold on to that feeling and grab onto that feeling and proceed, you know? Springtime, where love blossoms, where hearts blossom. You got to harvest a heart without a heart on. So everybody out there, ladies too. Ladies, look, if you like a guy, you don't have to act super shy around him either. Just let him know. Throw him little signs, because you don't want to seem too aggressive about yourself, ladies. Because if you throw yourself at the guy, he's automatically going to think that you are easy. And you don't want him to think that you are easy. You want him to think that you are a catch. You want him to think that you are a rare catch out there and you are his match. So if you do that,
a diamond.
Yeah, diamond in the rough, or a rough diamond to find. Either way, yes, gold, silver, or silver dollar. You know, something really, really deep and hard to find.
See, I don't think they're understanding you, Runner. Let me say this in a way they might understand.
Go ahead. Yeah, break it all down.
Kratos.
Thank you, Gunner.
Kratos. Got chicks.
Did he now?
He slayed demons. Did his push-ups, got jacked, looked good for the ladies.
Oh, yeah.
And he closed deals.
Yes.
Closing a deal, like they signed the contract, only they do it in a different way. Kratos did that with his chick. He was also married before he got chicks. His wife died.
Kratos. This is some reality stuff. This is real. This is not made up. This is not fairy tale.
Be like Kratos.
Actuality.
Don't be like Michael Jackson. Be like Kratos. Geralt of The Witcher. He got chicks. He had his little white-haired girlfriend.
Jack-o'-lantern.
And he laid it down, and she loved him for it. And he only gave it to her. Be like Geralt, who laid it down with his chick. See, Lennies, you got to think of it like this way.
Let him know, Gunner. Tell him.
You're either Kratos, or you're Geralt.
Or you're Jacko.
Or you're Michael Jackson from the Moonwalker video game.
Hey, but if you could dance and prance around and, you know,
then you might get a record deal, you know.
Something, little $1 million here or there, and then also, you might buy your way into a chick. But buying your way to get girls is not really a process that you want to go through. It means you did money for nothing and the chicks for free, just like Dire Straits said.
There's a high possibility of buyer's remorse in that situation. When the chick says, I will accept you, I'm going to overlook your dirty personality, your pervert ways, and your ugly face because you have money.
That's a lot of different things to overlook, though, man. You know how many things to overlook that is? I mean, sometimes they can overlook a couple things, or one thing, or two, a couple things, like I said. But to overlook the whole thing.
I met a lot of fools in my day, and
that's kind of rough.
It would point that women like personalities more than anything.
Yeah, they do.
Whereas men like physical appearances, but also personality.
Men are more shallow. But yes, it's true.
But it's true. Look at Mario. He still hasn't given the ring to Prince.
And look at how he's a big boy, but yet he goes out there. When he sees that girl, he turns into a warrior. And he becomes, you know, his big figure doesn't matter anymore. He just looks like a hero in Princess Peach's eyes. And Princess Peach still looks like a princess in Mario's eyes. So, I mean, one and one together, and what will happen?
Hey, producers, we got another sip back there. Hey, and also Fable. You want to be like that guy. Remember, he could get with anyone he wants. Look at Lenny's. Remember the game The Sims? If you talk to a chick enough, eventually she starts liking you. That's kind of how it is in real life. Only you got to make direct eye contact and really like and appreciate who you're talking to. Because it'll happen. Once you talk, and then the same thing with you. If you talk to a girl long enough, all of a sudden you'll be like, woo, I have feelings. And I know men don't have feelings, but ladies do.
Not too much.
But real men don't. But then when you do have feelings.
Not too much. I mean, they do. They do, but it, I mean, it's only for, you know, when the lights are off, I'm feeling for something. So that's the kind of feelings that men have. When the lights are off and we're feeling the girls, you know, every day. It's a good feeling, actually. It's a great feeling. It's a spring fling thing, is what we're saying.
It's a spring fling.
So everybody out there, get your spring fling on and just have a good old time.
Monday morning cracks.
And cheers, Gunner, and happy spring to you, sir. And I hope you have a beautiful, wonderful spring.
Thank you, Runner. I hope you have a beautiful, wonderful life.
Thank you.
Forever.
You too. Oh, yeah. I will. Thank you, too.
And you, too, audience. We hope you have
out
a beautiful, wonderful life.
For our maniacs out there.
We hope you prosper.
Listen up, maniacs.
We hope you success.
We want you guys
to
be amazing. All our maniacs out there, we just want you to progress.
We do.
To move forward from what the day was yesterday will not be the outcome today, because yesterday was a different outcome and today is going to be a better outcome and tomorrow is going to be even more beautiful.
It's true.
So that's what we're looking
forward
to.
It only gets better and better, everybody. It just keeps getting better. And look it. I know PlayStation 5 was a dud, but eventually they're going to start coming out with good games like they always do in the PlayStation manner.
Hopefully Switch changes it up.
Nothing could beat the Switch. They're putting PlayStation 4 games on the Switch now. We played it.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we played it.
And it was darn good.
And you could take it with you. You could travel. I mean, come on now. You could travel. Go online.
Hook it up to a hotspot in your pocket in your phone. You can go online.
And you could go online.
I'd go on the bus.
You could play against people in Hong Kong.
To my hotspot.
You could play against people in Germany.
Boom.
You could play against people in Argentina. So cool.
You could play with people in Argentina. You could play with people in Japan.
It's true.
People in Mexico.
It's true.
Play with people anywhere in Europe.
Exactly. And that's what the truth is about the world.
And that's why I get personally offended when the president doesn't acknowledge the power of video games. President Runner does. Like, how come President Runner drinks beer and plays video games?
Well, he's a different type of president. I think that guy, he's got my
he's
vote.
The future,
I'm telling you, that guy's got my vote in 2035 or whatever. Whenever he's running, he's got my vote. I'm running to the polls.
He's got my vote, too.
I'm running.
Twice.
Runner.
Both terms. Runner. Everybody out there, it is Monday morning. We want you to have a good time. God bless you. The Lord has risen.
Lord has risen.
I know we love to talk good things about Jesus and America, and then we love to talk good things about Americans and individuals and love. But you know what? That's just who we are.
And guess what? The craziest thing is, what the heck does an Easter bunny have to do with Jesus rising? Nobody knows. That's the mystery of life.
And someone told me.
Oh, huevos rancheros?
Pretty much.
Huevos rancheros.
Because, like, how many huevos rancheros do you want? Do you want two eggs or do you want six?
Give me the big old Denver omelet.
Okay, so the Easter bunny represents multiplicity. The Easter bunny represents having babies.
Okay.
And spring is a time for having babies. And who has more babies than the Easter bunny? Nobody.
No.
So that's how the Easter bunny came into association with Easter, because of spring, not because of our Lord. It's a whole separate thing. But of course, you know, the atheists want to, like, murky it and be like, oh, the Easter bunny is our Lord. And we're like,
man. Well, all right. No. Anyways.
But it's not true.
For the Lord Easter bunny, I love the Easter bunny. And the Easter of course, bunny the Lord
represents spring.
Springtime and beautiful things, rainbows and sunflowers and showers and growing. Yeah, coming out of your shell. It's time to come out of the freaking house is what they're saying.
Come out of the seed.
Get out there.
Time to sprout.
And go make something of yourselves. You know, I mean, I'm not trying to say that you're nothing, but I'm just trying to say go make something of yourselves. Even if you are something, go make something bigger of yourselves. And all I got to say is Monday morning cracks.
Yes.
Cheers to the Easter bunny.
All right, everybody, we got to go. But, you know, before we go, we just want to tell you that
all right, one more thing. We
had a very good time with you tonight.
Let's just give our
The show is going to be changing. We're going to go from an hour and a half show, an hour and 20-minute show. We're going to go down to a half an hour show.
Yeah, we're going to cut it down.
Might be a little more here and there. We're going to cut it down, but we're also going to be on YouTube from now on. We're going to have a 15-minute...
The exclusive...
Pure Runner and Gunner...
Episode.
No distractions, YouTube. Pure uncensored.
That's right.
You hear things like us say, like, wiggle, diggle, biggle.
Yeah. Or,
and shitsy, witsy, woo.
Or my pickle tickled her snickle.
Yeah. Well, you won't hear us talk about so much of that on the Spotify version, but we're going to have a YouTube exclusive version.
Which is all out, and there is nothing, no uncensored, just all out.
All out.
Raw runner and gunner footage.
Cheers,
on
brother.
The YouTube version. Cheers,
so that's
gunner.
Coming up, everybody.
Also, want you guys to be ready for that. Yes, it is coming. This month, actually. That's what spring brings. Spring will bring the new Runner and Gunner episode. Runner and Gunner is going to grow our growth as well. Just like the flowers are growing and the sun is shining, we're going to be growing too with you guys. So just be prepared out there, everybody, and be ready for Runner and Gunner mania. All you freaking maniacs, though.
Like, you know that one time when you're like, hey, look at, I dropped this. You're like, oh, well. And then your brain, the second you're dropping it, you let it go.
Yeah.
That's an opportunity you missed. Don't live life that way. Live life catching that ball before it drops and bringing it back up to the table and everyone going, thanks.
Every day.
Thank you for doing that.
Yes.
Remember, when you kiss a beautiful, lovely lady, or ladies, if you let a beautiful man kiss you, you are doing a favor to Earth.
Yeah, and the world, too.
In the world.
The world needs to see that, and the world needs to have that, you know.
You're blessing others.
Love is contagious, and love is the best thing that we have been given by Jesus and the world. So love is the creation of the globe. Without love, there is no globe, and there is only horror and terror. So you got to keep love in your heart, everybody. And this spring, what we ask as the Runner Gunner Show is you go out there and love the best things that you have. It doesn't matter if it is your car, if it is your video game system, or if it is your wife or girlfriend. Just love it the most. Show it the most love. Give compassion out there. And don't forget, you maniacs are with us.
All right, everybody. It's the end of the show. So thank you. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for listening to the last couple weeks. We know we went extra silly, but we only do it because we love you. We're just trying to provide some good, wholesome entertainment, even though to you, Lennies, it's a little offensive, but we're not really offensive. You take a deep look at us. We're really kind people, and we're just trying to entertain you. Thank you for being
our
fans.
Wait a minute, Gunner. We can't just let them go right here without giving them the best part of the show.
The favorite part of the show. Is that what you're talking about? Everybody's favorite part of the show?
The greatest part of the show.
The greatest part of the show. Everybody's favorite part of the show, because we talk about, to call
the Two-Minute Rundown! What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
We know that the NCAA is going crazy with March Madness. March Madness is over because it's April, but the championships are coming up. We only got four teams left. The Final Four is this week, everybody. It's going to be crazy. And we don't even know who's going to win. We got four teams left. Purdue, UConn, NC State, and I forgot the other one. But
who do you got your bets on, Runner?
I think Purdue's got the best chance, like I said last time. But
what about Notre Dame?
The Dodgers!
Ohtani
is kicking butt. Yamamoto finally won his first game. Or he didn't win. He got a no decision. But he still
pitched break up
without
that lineup, man.
Any hits. So he did pretty good. Ohtani's kicking butt. We got, for the first time ever in life, in history, this is four MVPs on one team. Count them again. One, two, three, four.
Four
MVPs on the Dodgers. If they don't win the World Series this year, they better fire Roberts. Everybody else, what is going on with the world of entertainment?
Let me tell you that nothing is happening because the strike is continuing, even though it's like just an underlying factor in the movies right now. But there is no new movies coming out because everyone's pissed. Only sequels. There's only making sequels because the producers
like
have
Ghostbusters?
A stranglehold on the writers, and the writers suck. So when the writers suck and the producers have a stranglehold, no movies get made.
Wow.
It's also affecting the video game industry. It's also affecting the music industry. It's affecting entertainment in a whole, which is why we haven't seen a good movie or a good video game in like the last 10 years. Or
at least,
a good song in the last 10 years.
When did Red Dead Redemption come out, too?
Oh, well, you know.
Was it 10 years ago already?
I'm not talking about completely because Red Dead Redemption has been officially declared the greatest game of all time. Yes, it has. And also PlayStation 2 has exceeded sales of over 135 million units sold. But the Nintendo Switch is shortly behind with 125 million copies sold.
That's
so
dope.
Like, you know, they're just like 10 million copies short of catching up to a system that's been here since the dawn of age.
That is the amazing thing.
They
about
did in
the
7 years what PlayStation couldn't do in a lifetime. Yep. Did I say that out loud?
They did. Wait, say it one more time, because I don't think they heard you.
The Nintendo Switch has done in 7 years.
7 years.
What PlayStation couldn't do in a lifetime.
In their whole lives.
In our whole life. And that's just because the quality of video games speaks for itself. We don't like first-person shooters. Nobody does. We all finally found out that now that Call of Duty hasn't progressed, really. We all found out because, you know, even games like Far Cry and a Resident Evil first-person shooter mode.
Yeah, that's a good game, too.
They're not as good as the original Resident Evil, which is also getting remastered and redistributed, and everybody's buying it.
So there is no original games coming out right now that are kicking butt, to be honest. Everything is a remake and everything is a remaster after something else of the old creators. So all we're asking, devs, get out there and do your homework and figure out how to make these games greater for the next generation so they could be bragging about how cool their games were back in the day, but they can't right now because that's what's going on in the world of video games. But we want to let you guys know that we love you guys for listening to the Runner Gunner video game podcast.
Yes.
Because everything is lovely over here. Springtime is blossoming. Things are just growing, just like your brains, your minds, your souls, and your hearts.
Everybody, go ahead and stay tuned for us every Monday morning on Spotify and YouTube. We are going to be trying something a little bit different in these coming weeks, which is a half an hour episode. I know this episode's running like 45 minutes, but we're going to be sticking to a half an hour from now on. Just because we're going to be promoting the YouTube version of the show, which is a completely new, it's pretty much like SmackDown is to Raw. We're going to have our own SmackDown, the Runner and Gunner SmackDown.
SmackDown!
We're also going to have more interviews on the SmackDown. We're also going to have more subject matter. We're also going to have more question and answering with our audience.
And don't forget, Running on the Streets is just around the corner. So Running on the Streets is going to come to you guys, too, coming next season.
Yes, everybody. So go ahead and stay tuned for the YouTube version of the show coming YouTube. This week. Coming next week and coming from now on.
Yeah, we're gonna give you guys
the video game podcast.
The YouTube version is gonna be more raw. It's gonna be more. We're just gonna tell it how it is. We're not gonna sugarcoat anything when it comes to the YouTube version. It's just gonna be
like raw, like you said.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. We're gonna have to kick you guys in the head a little bit, but just stay with us and kick back. You know, just relax and have a good time while we take you through the journey of the Runner Gunner video game podcast. Because we're gonna give you reviews of everything that you ever knew and you never thought about.
You won't even understand it. You'll have to listen to it twice or three times. But also, it's still going to be a Monday morning show because we are the Monday morning podcast. We are. There's no other podcast that just is strictly for Monday morning.
So we got to go, everybody. We just want, before signing off, we want you guys to know, have a beautiful Monday morning. And we hope that you had a beautiful Easter, because you know why? We care about your Easters.
God's sun has risen. Bless you.
Yeah, we care about your Easters. We hope you didn't overeat.
We know we say things that offend you, but we don't really. Like, think about it. Watch the show again. We actually didn't say anything bad at all.
Yeah.
And we don't ever, because we don't like to say, we like to say good things. That's why.
And another thing, if you can have a great Monday, then you can have a great life. All right, everybody.
Have a great Monday, everybody.
All our maniacs out there, have
Stay
a great
true.
Life.
In case you're not true, well, turn true or learn the truth. And don't be watching YouTube for the truth, even though Runner Gunner Video Game Podcast is on the truth.
We are the truth.
I mean, on YouTube, we speak the truth, but not on YouTube. We speak it in real life. Go ahead and watch us on Spotify also. Peace!
And love.
Yo, what's up?
Oh, what?
Oh. Yo, what is up, everybody? It is. Someone lost connection.
Yo.
There you go.
The Runner Gunner Video Game Podcast After Hours. What the heck is going on?
All right, one.
I'm here.
All right, ready? Hold on. One, two, action.
Yo,
what is up,
everybody?
It is the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast. We're the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast. We're the Monday morning podcast, you know, the Monday morning show.
All right, so we are trying to hear the after hours of you guys out there. And if everybody has any after hours, then we will find them and design them to ours. So everybody out there,
if you want us to find you and design you, well, then that's completely up to you. But that ain't up to us. But we want you to tell you what is up to us. And that is bringing you a Monday morning podcast.
Monday morning podcast.
Every single Monday morning of all existence. Not guaranteed. For the rest of your life. You know, the Monday morning podcast. And then soon after, we will be getting some other Runner and Gunners to replace us so that you could for more access to us, which we created, right?
We created back in the day. Yeah.
Anyone could have created.
What is that?